10. You want to see Morgan Wallen this summer, along with Miranda Lambert and Ella Langley. 5 chances to win the trip today. First chance is at 8:20 this morning. It is a Monday morning. It's the 9th day of June. Ladies and gentlemen, it's National Donald Duck Day. In a world where everyone's trying to be Mickey Mouse, you be Donald Duck. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Here are 3 things you need to know this morning. Residents of West Wildwood are protesting plans by the Board of Commissioners to contract with another borough for their police protection. Residents packed a board meeting Friday night to learn why the board was struggling to recruit and retain police officers. The main agenda item that drew interest was a recommendation to dismantle the department due to financial and operational issues. But members of the Board of Commissioners say they're still exploring other options and nothing has been decided yet.
A Sikh leader from South Jersey has drawn a racist comment from a member of Congress for delivering a prayer on the floor of the U.S. House. Gyani Surinder Singh, the leader of the Sikh Center in Vineland, had been invited by Congressman Jeff Van Drew to deliver the prayer to open before the House began its legislative session on Friday. But Illinois Congresswoman Mary Miller, who misidentified Singh as Muslim, said afterward on social media that the Sikh leader should not have been allowed to deliver a prayer in a Christian nation. Miller later deleted her post.
Republicans seeing gains in voter registration ahead of tomorrow's primary in New Jersey. Nearly a dozen candidates are jockeying to be in the party's nominee for governor after term-limited Governor Phil Murphy leaves office. As of June 1st, more than 6 million voters are registered in New Jersey. Among voters registered with a specific party, 59% are currently Democrats, 39% Republicans.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning. High of 73.
Joe and Jana, Brantley Gilbert, and Bottoms Up. It's time now for Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.3.
And we're talking about Jason Aldean this morning. So it's easy to forget that Jason Aldean actually has 2 grown daughters in addition to his 2 little ones, Memphis and Navy. Keely, his 22-year-old, obviously can indulge in the beverage of the adult variety these days. Jason says it's so bizarre being able to throw a few back with her now. He remembers Keely as a little girl, talked about her dancing on stage with a microphone. Jason Aldean's in his feelings about his oldest girls, Keely and Kendall, right now. They're growing up and growing up fast. It's at catcountry1073.com. Is he or isn't he dating one of them? Of course, we're actually referring to Riley Green and whether or not he's dating either Megan Maroney or Ella Langley this morning. That's what fans on social media have been talking about for weeks now, it feels like. Riley has officially confirmed he is currently single. He laughed and said he finds out who he's dating weekly on social media, and it seems to switch up every week. When it comes to Megan and Ella, he says there's absolutely nothing going on with either one of them. Do you believe him? Well, Riley Green's talking about his relationship status right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.3.
Great mornings with Joe and Jana. That's Morgan Wallen, and you prove Morgan Wallen is sitting out in his summer tour right now, going everywhere but anywhere near us. So we're going to send you to see Morgan. Morgan Wallen, Miranda Lambert, and Ella Langley in Cleveland this summer. Ooh. We got a fabulous trip for you to win. First chance is at 8:20 this morning. Be here. Cat Country 107. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Now for your Cat Country joke of the morning. We do this every weekday morning at this time. Lori lives in Summers Point. She sent us today's joke.
Lori, thank you.
We appreciate you, Lori. My wife and I sat down with our son, and I said, Billy, you were adopted. Billy looked at us. His face was red and full of anger. I demand to meet my biological parents. My wife softly said, we are your biological parents. Now hurry up and pack.
Sorry, buddy.
Good morning. We're Joe and Jana, 10 days away from the start of the Barefoot Country Music Fest on the beach in Wildwood. Hard to believe. Weather, the extended forecast as of right now looks pretty good, dry for the 4 days at Barefoot. But we'll see as we get closer.
Yes, we'll definitely see.
We know we've lived through rain before. We'll do it again.
Well, absolutely.
Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
Where are we going?
Rome, Italy. A thief stole a painting from a small gallery, but felt so guilty about separating the painting from its family of paintings that he returned the next night to steal the rest of the collection. He left apologetic notes explaining that the artworks would be happier together and promised to take good care of all of them.
Yeah.
Security caught him on his second trip back when he arrived with a moving van. Police found his apartment converted into a recreation of the original gallery.
Hey, paintings have feelings, I guess.
He was taken into custody.
It's 2025, so.
Good morning. We're Joe and Johnny. Here are three things you need to know this morning. Residents of West Wildwood are protesting plans by the Board of Commissioners to contract with another borough for their police protection. Residents packed a board meeting Friday night to learn why the board was struggling to recruit and retain police officers. The main agenda item that drew interest was a recommendation to dismantle the department due to financial and operational issues. The members of the Board of Commissioners say they're still exploring other options and nothing has been decided yet.
A Sikh leader from South Jersey has drawn a racist comment from a member of Congress for delivering a prayer on the floor of the U.S. House. Gyani Surinder Singh, the leader of the Sikh Center in Vineland, had been invited by Congressman Jeff Van Drew to deliver the prayer to open before the House began its legislative session on Friday. But Illinois Congresswoman Mary Miller, who misidentified Singh as Muslim, said afterward on social media that the Sikh leader should not have been allowed to deliver a prayer in a Christian nation. Miller later deleted her post.
Republicans seeing gains in voter registration ahead of tomorrow's primary in New Jersey. Nearly a dozen candidates are jockeying to be in the party's nominee for governor after term-limited Governor Phil Murphy leaves office. As of June 1st, more than 6 million voters are registered in New Jersey. Among voters registered with a specific party, 59% are currently Democrats, 39% Republicans.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning. High of 73.3.
Mornings with Joe and John. Cat Country Morning Birthday shout-outs start right now.
Let's do it.
Belated happy birthday wishes to Robert Smith of Egg Harbor Township. Robert turned 41 over the weekend.
Happy birthday.
Billy Smith of Sweetwater is 61. Happy birthday, Billy. Happy birthday to Karen Sciortino of Manahawkin. Bob McCluskey of Villa celebrates today, and Amberlynn Wills celebrates today. Happy birthday, Amberlynn.
Happy birthday.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Bob McCluskey of Villas. Happy birthday, Dustin Lynch. One hell of a night. Joe and Jana, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings. Welcome to a Monday morning. Hope you had a good weekend. Our friends at Jersey Devil Adventures, they're one of the canoeing out and outfitting groups in the Pine Barrens.
Yeah.
They've been doing a nice thing the last few weeks. I've been following them on Facebook. They've been cleaning up a lot of the rivers in the Pine Barrens. You know, sometimes trees fall or people throw junk, and they've been cleaning it up so this summer everybody can have fun in the rivers. And one of the things that they pulled out of the river was a plastic garbage bag, and sticking out of the plastic garbage bag was what looks like a little human foot.
Don't tell me that.
Ugh.
Do not tell me that.
So the bag was tied up, and they ended up untying the bag and opening it up, and luckily it was not, but kind of creepy. It was a like a beat up Chucky doll. You know, the scary Chucky doll.
We know what it is. I would have threw the bag and ran.
Why would somebody put that in the river? Number one,
because exactly why you think
a joke?
Yes,
or just that they had gone crazy and they couldn't stand the doll anymore and didn't know what to do with it.
Why wouldn't you just, like, throw it in a dumpster or something? Like, yes, as a joke.
Three mornings with Joe and Jana. We got your chance to win a fabulous trip to see Morgan Wallen this summer in Cleveland with Miranda Lambert and Ella Langley. Five chances to win that trip today. First chance is at 8:20 this morning. So make sure you got a reminder set on your phone for that. We also have trivia coming up in 10 minutes. Just stick around for that. Thomas Rhett tickets up for grabs. He's going to be at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden July 11th.
Nice.
And how about this? Best excuse for why were you speeding?
Oh, no.
Police in Holland ticketed a man caught speeding. He said he was just trying to dry off his car because he had just washed it. Joe and John, I could rock all summer long. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Today's prize, two tickets to see Thomas Rhett. Friday, July 11th at 7:30, Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. Two Thomas Rhett tickets are yours if you're the first person to correctly answer this question. They did a survey and found when packing for a trip, men forget this one item more than any other item. What do we forget when we pack for a trip? By the way, I would wholeheartedly agree because I have forgotten this before when I packed.
Am I allowed to guess or no?
Sure.
Underwear, of course.
Underwear is not correct.
Oh, man. I thought I nailed that one.
When packing for a trip, this is the number one thing that men forget. With three mornings with Joe and Jana, Cat Country Morning Trivia on the air. It's take two tickets to see Thomas Rhett, Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden, July 11th. July 11th. The ticket's on sale at LiveNation.com. Here's the question for when packing for a trip, men forget this more than any other item. You said underwear. That was not it. What do we forget on a trip? By the way, I would wholeheartedly agree with this answer because I have forgotten it myself. Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it deodorant or cologne?
No and no. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Deodorant.
No, that's not it. Thanks. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
How about phone charger?
Phone charger. No, that's not it.
That's
Thank you.
Good guess, though.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hello, is it deodorant?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Number one thing that men forget when they pack for a trip. Hi, Cat Country.
Deodorant?
No, that's not it. Thanks. Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
Toothpaste.
No, that's not it. Thanks. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it toothbrush?
No, that's not it. Thanks. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Toothbrush?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it pajamas?
Pajamas is not it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That's a good guess, too.
Eh.
If
Hi,
most
Cat
men
Country. What's your answer?
Sleep in their undies.
Hi, is it toothpaste?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
That's a good one, too.
609-383-1073. Or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app, not the message us button. That doesn't work today. Call us button. Pair of tickets to see Thomas Rhett. Give you a couple more minutes to come up with the answer. When packing for a trip, men forget this more than three mornings with Joe and Jana. Morgan Wallen, whiskey glasses. Morgan Wallen, by the way, not coming in our area, but he's going to be in Cleveland this summer with Miranda Lambert and Ella Langley. We want to send you there. Your chance to win the trip. First chance to win is at 8:20 this morning. Let's get back to morning trivia.
All right.
Still trying to find an answer. We'll take about 30 more seconds of calls. When packing for a trip, men forget this one item more than any other item. And I said, I concur. I agree.
And you said you have forgotten it before,
yes,
right?
Yes. You said underwear. That's not it. What do men forget to pack? Hi, Cat Country.
Razor or shaver.
Oh, that's good, but that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it socks?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Is it their wallet?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Won't get very far these days. All right, we have a chance. Three more guesses. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it the plane ticket?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Oh, good guess.
Oh, it's on you. I don't even know. Do they print
tickets
anymore?
Because they're on your phone. Yeah.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Razor or shaving equipment?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it socks?
No, that's not it. Thank you. We'll try a couple more.
All right.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Socks.
No, thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. Hello?
Hello?
Passport.
I'm sorry?
Passport.
Passport.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Oh, that's so scary.
Again, you won't get very far these days.
Right. That's what I mean.
Give you one more chance. I actually have two answers, and one of them is the right answer.
Okay.
I'll give you both my answers, but we'll find the right answer first.
Okay.
Any idea?
I'm going to say, if it's not underwear,
I would say maybe this, especially when flying, because that's when I forgot this before. Belt.
A belt.
Because when I go fly, and I know I have to go through security,
don't
I wear something.
Take it off?
I don't wear, like, I'll wear shorts or pants that don't require
right.
a belt.
So you don't have to take
so
it
So I don't
off.
Have to go
right,
through the
right,
hassle.
Right.
But then I forget the belt to take with me for my other pants that fall down.
Is that the right answer?
Belt was the answer.
Belt was the answer. Okay.
My other guess, and I think this would be a good answer too, but nobody said this, medication.
I can see that.
Take your medication.
Yeah.
I took a plane flight to Florida. And I was there for 4 days, and I forgot my blood pressure medication.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
and you can get a refill, right? Like, that's not something your doctor will
in
see?
In theory, yes.
Before, right, you would think. You could just call and be like, hey.
I'm like, well, there's a CVS here. I have CVS at home.
Right.
I'll just go in. So I went in, and I say, hey, I explained I forgot my medication, blood pressure medication. I only need 4 days with it. The pharmacist guy goes, yeah, come back in, you know, half hour, blah, 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 blah. I go back. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. I can't do it because you already have already filled your 90 day supply or whatever. I'm like, no, I don't want to resupply. I just want four pills.
Right.
And then he goes, all right, blah, 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 blah. He comes back and he goes, oh, your insurance denied you because you already have, I don't need, just sell me the pills without the insurance.
Right.
I'll
literally
pay,
four
I'll
of them.
Pay the cash price mm-hmm. for four pills. How much could it possibly be? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I can't do that because, again, you already. So I ended up calling some random CVS number. And after seven people, getting somebody who understood my plight and said, oh, we'll take care of that. And I went back to CVS and it was like, here's your 30 cents worth of pills.
Why does everything have to be so difficult?
Exactly. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Here are three things you need to know this morning. Residents of West Wildwood are protesting plans by the Board of Commissioners to contract with another borough for their police protection. Residents packed a board meeting Friday night to learn why the board was struggling to recruit and retain police officers. The main agenda item that drew interest was a recommendation to dismantle the department due to financial and operational issues. The members of the Board of Commissioners say they're still exploring other options and nothing has been decided yet.
A Sikh leader from South Jersey has drawn a racist comment from a member of Congress for delivering a prayer on the floor of the U.S. House. Gyani Surinder Singh, the leader of the Sikh Center in Vineland, had been invited by Congressman Jeff Van Drew to deliver the prayer to open before the House began its legislative session on Friday. But Illinois Congresswoman Mary Miller, who misidentified Singh as Muslim, said afterward on social media that the Sikh leader should not have been allowed to deliver a prayer in a Christian nation. Miller later deleted her post.
Republicans seeing gains in voter registration ahead of tomorrow's primary in New Jersey. Nearly a dozen candidates are jockeying to be in the party's nominee for governor after term-limited Governor Phil Murphy leaves office. As of June 1st, more than 6 million voters are registered in New Jersey. Among voters registered with a specific party, 59% are currently Democrats, 39% Republicans.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning. High of 73.
Backcountry 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets for the last 24 hours.
All right, let's do it.
There are five of them. Number one, dating in the 1520s. Girl number one, how was your date with Magellan? Girl number two, he kept checking his compass the whole time.
It's what he does, you know?
Number two, oh, you're a hugger. I'm a biter.
That could be, never mind.
Number three, I taught a man to fish and he made lemonade. Ungrateful bastard. Number four, did it hurt when I told you to Google it and I was right?
Yes.
As always?
Yes.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five, 18-year-old. Can I buy a bottle of wine? USA, no, that's illegal and impossible. Irresponsible. 18-year-old. Can I go $50,000 into debt for education? U.S. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. All right, we've got a fabulous trip to see Morgan Wallen this summer. Morgan Wallen's tour not coming anywhere near us. So instead, we're going to put you on a plane and send you to Cleveland to see Morgan Wallen, Miranda Lambert, and Ella Langley when you're the big winner. Five chances to win the trip every weekday, 8:20 and 10:20 a.m., 1:20 and 4:20 p.m., 7:20 in the evening with Evan on Taste of Country Nights. At each of those times, we're going to give you a code. You're going to pop open the Cat Country 107.3 app. You're going to tap on the button that says Morgan Wallen and type in the code. And then hopefully we call you and tell you you won. Here's your first code of the day. 458.
458. That's the code that you need. Click the Morgan Wallen button, not the message us button, the Morgan Wallen button. On the Cat Country 107.3 app. There you go. I got it. Got it out. You're going to click the Morgan Wallen button, 458. Jess is going to have your next code at 1020. 458.
It's going to be on the beach in Wildwood as part of the Barefoot Country Music Fest, which takes place 10 days from today. It'll be Thursday through Sunday of that week.
Next week. I know.
Tickets are long sold out. However, we still have four-day passes to give away. A couple chances on Wednesday coming up in Millville and Manahawkin. You can find everywhere we're going to be over the next week and a half how you can win tickets. CatCountry107.3.com and the CatCountry107.3.